Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yeah. You know what? I can't. I gotta go back. I'm sorry.
I know that's right. Put you in a mood.
Yeah.
All my haters, you know he be fighting.
Yes.
Y'all, the intro song gonna put me in some type of mood. I got goosebumps over here. Can't nobody do me like you, Jesus. Welcome to this Thursday / Friday weekend coming in edition of Kale's Corner. I am your host, DMV Kale, and y'all Bamas know, I can't do this without that co-host with all the most, Lady T. How you be, baby?
I'm in the building. I am in the building, baby. I got my seatbelt on. I got my popcorn. I got my drink.
Good. Lady T, you know what? Lady T, we need to invent
a drink.
We need to invent a Kale's Corner porta potty. So we ain't got to get up.
Ooh.
You know, when we... Yeah, man, that Kale's Corner porta potty, man. Shoot. Look, and the older I get, girl, look, today I was on the metro. Listen, I ain't know I was that far between Naylor Road and Suitland. You hear me?
And
look, hey, Treece, I'm telling you, girl, this has been some type of week. You understand me? And that's why I played this song coming in today, because this has been a trying week. You know what, you know, we're dealing with our family with the loss of our mother, and money was kind of funny because of, you know, it's been a week, and I had to do two things this week, Tree. That I'm always fussing at other people about.
Okay.
Number one, I had to step over the metro turnstile because I didn't have money on my metro card. Girl,
you
should have seen. No, I didn't forget to put some money on it. I had no money. Girl, listen.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all about because you know me, baby. You know, pride gonna leave my ass naked as a jaybird. But hey, I'll be wearing clothes again. But anyway, look, I went to step over the real tree. Why my leg ain't making Look, I kept myself from falling. But I stumbled like hell, and I was like, you know what? I got to get to work. I ain't got time to be playing around. I'm getting it by any means necessary. You feel me? So the second thing happened today. It happened today. Okay. Like I said, I'm on my way home. Well, first of all, Debo, as I'm walking into the Washington Wizards store, and I know y'all, I fuss about the Wizards all the time, but that's still my team, and I'm not going to switch up like that on them. As mad as I am with them, that's still my team. So I realized today that I am Kale the Enabler. But anyway, so I'm going in there, and Debo said, "Where you at?" I said, "Man, I'm walking into the Wizards store." He said, "Oh, yeah, grab me some shorts." So what I was doing was returning a hat that I purchased yesterday. It was too small for me. It was too small for me, too small for my man. So I just said, "I'm going to take it back."
Okay.
And while I'm in there, I got my hat, which was a decision. I'm serious. I was in there, girl, you would have thought that I was a female looking for shoes or a purse. You understand me?
Because
every hat I looked at, I was like, how is that going to fit me? Is that going to look good? What's the deal with that, right? So I finally made a decision on the hat, and you're going to love it because it goes with my red, white, and blue Nike sweatsuit that I got from TNT Fashions. Y'all get on it. Lady T, I'm trying to tell y'all sleeping. Sis got that. And she's doing the damn thing with it. Anyway.
I got one on right now. But go ahead with your story. Go ahead. If they want to check one out, I got it on right now. But go ahead.
Yeah, please. I'm telling you. Anyway, so then I go from the hats to, and Damon said, give me I ain't going to put his size out there, but he said, yeah, give me this size. So I'm looking, and every damn number tree is there except for the size that he asked you for. So I'm just standing there looking. He said, take a picture and send it to me. So I took a picture and sent it to him, and he said, how does that look like it's going to fit on my waist? I said, dang, Debo, boy, I'm going to shut this damn store, man. He was like,
okay.
Come on, y'all. How you think it's going to fit? I said, these will fit you, man. They'll fit me. We about the same size. They'll fit you. He said, all right. So I got them Jones, right? And I'm looking around. I'm like, here's the bathroom. It's not one out-of-body, Jiffy John, none of that. You know, none of that out there for me to go to. So I go in, hop on the train, and I say, you know what? I'm going to make it home. Girl, I was good. I was listening to my music, Jay-Z, listening to Jigga, and playing the little bubble shooter game on the phone. I was good. Girl, when I got to Naylor Road, all I could think of was the sound of water rushing. You know what I mean? The big, up in
that's
there.
The worst.
Yes. I got tears in my eyes. The lady that was sitting across from me, she was like, are you okay? I was like, yes, ma'am. He was like, baby, what's the problem? I got to go to the bathroom. And she said, well, you know, Suitland is the next stop. I said, yes, ma'am, I do know. And I've never known that it was this far between Naylor Road and Suitland Subway.
And
she started laughing. So I get off the train, get on the elevator, go upstairs, go through the turnstile. The bathroom is out of order. So, Tree.
No.
Yes,
oh,
no. Because your boy had to go into a little corner.
In a pot. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a little plant somewhere. Find a plant.
Listen. And I'm always fussing about that. You know, they got a damn bathroom right there. What you use the bathroom outside for? But
right.
Today, and the moral of this week, everybody, mind your damn business. You never know what the next person is going through or dealing with for
right.
You to come out and be judgmental and say, you know, now there are some straight jerks and get over people out there, but there are some
mm-hmm.
people who are honest people, and this is what I learned this week, because I consider myself an honest person. But I had to cut corners this week, both on the Metro turnstile and then on using the bathroom. So that's my go-to for this week, y'all. Don't let it fool you. Everything is not what you see. Everything is not what it appears. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because listen, and then. Funny part, while I'm using the bathroom, this little heifer come behind me with two dudes, and they just talking as loud as I don't know what, and I'm trying to hide behind the machine and in the cracks and away from everybody, you know, but I'm telling you, girl, hey, listen, if you ever really had to use the bathroom, once you start going, nothing is going to stop you, okay?
Oh,
so
you're
lying. I kept doing my thing and doing what I had to do, and when I finished, I used my little hand sanitizer and walked out, and they looked at me like, "What was you doing back there?" I was like, "Mind your business. Don't worry about what I'm doing back there. Y'all mind your business." And dude said, "Oh man,
okay.
That's a great place to use the bathroom." I was like, "Man, shut up, please." But the moral of all of that, guys, the moral of all of that is don't judge the book by its cover. You never know the situation or the circumstance that's around a person's behavior. So don't we can't be judgmental. One more thing. Because, you know, I try to catch that 5 o'clock train so I can get to work at around 5:30. Girl,
right.
When I get a gallery place, I'm catching the escalator upstairs. It's this little inch-high private eye bammer standing at the top of the escalator and another dude. And I mean, these bammers look like Inky and the Brain, okay? And the little one is smoking and blowing some smoke in people's face as they were getting off the escalator.
Oh, no.
So when it came my turn, I waved my hand in front of my nose. I was like, "Do you really have to stand right here and smoke? Seriously." I was like, "Yo,
right.
I don't want to smell your smoke, and I don't want to go to work smelling like smoke." Now, in that circumstance, in that situation, you can be a bigger a-hole as you want to be. Because that young man was, I mean, you should have seen the women and men dress professional for their Thursday at work. And he has nothing better to do but stand at the end, the very top of the escalator, and blowing smoke on people. I mean, what the hell do you get from that? You know? But, Now him, you can judge that book by the cover because he's an idiot, you know.
Right.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That's my rant for today, y'all.
Okay.
So today on Kale's Corner, we'll be discussing the latest in the MLB trades and rumors. A lot of teams are making moves. You know, baseball is going fast since these guys have broken the strike now. The NBA and its latest news and the race for positioning in the playoffs. I mean, man, teams are looking better and better and gooder and gooder. You know, that Maverick Nets game yesterday, wow. One for the records. We're also going to discuss the NFL news and rumors, latest player trades, and you know, I'm going to say it now, kudos to the Buffalo Bills. You know, these guys are really trying to put their team together, a team together. I can't say enough about the job that Buffalo is doing, and you know, they even snatched a couple of Washington football players, you know, Tim Settle and J.D. McKissick, and all I got to say is so hard to say goodbye. All these stories hit more on today's episode of Kale's Corner. Lady T, you got anything you want to say? I'm sorry. I've just been running my mouth. I got diarrhea in there.
Nope. I'm good. We good.
See, that's my co-host, man. That's my co-host. 563-999-3782. You guys pass that number. Tell them to call, and we'll be right back.
Hit it. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Here comes the hot paper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have you like that. No, we don't die. Yes, we must deploy. Anyone press will hear the fat lady say. I crack you know, Rico. I know what both them know. Touch them up and go.
Everybody would say, I know what Bo don't know, okay? MLB. It's a great time for the MLB. Every time that the baseball season is upon us and opening day is coming, and you know, I don't know about anyone else, but well, I'm sure my co-host, I know, yeah. I can say for a fact she gets like, yeah. I get all giddy and can't wait for things to, you know, manifest.
Do you know spring training already
MLB
started, right?
Team. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
They've already started, and I, for one, cannot wait until we're actually watching baseball. You know what I mean?
Right.
Till these guys are getting on the field and doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm ecstatic about it, and you know, The Nats right now, they're canceling just about all of their they have canceled two of their spring training games. But tomorrow at 6:05 p.m.
Yep.
we're gonna have the Marlins and the Nationals. Yeah, baby. Baseball is back. Baseball.
We got some playing right now too. The White Sox and the Cubs are playing.
Okay.
So they got Diamondbacks and the Rockies. They playing. So, you know, different little teams here and they're playing. A lot of teams, like you said, did get canceled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me be the first with this Nationals, with this D.C. Washington Nationals fan base to welcome Geraldo Parra. Yeah, baby. Another bumper. Yeah. Another game.
Yeah.
You can get that ball out of there. We won't be putting all the pressure on Juan Soto by himself. You know, so hey, listen. It's good to have a go ahead.
Is he still with y'all?
Yeah, Juan Soto.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I was saying was it's good to have a team where they're making moves and you can feel good about the moves they are making.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna get all into who is upsetting me. I'm pretty sure y'all know. You've been paying attention to Carol's Corner. You know who's getting the best of me right now. But you know, hey, kudos to you, Nets. Here's to all of you guys staying healthy and getting through this season, and not just the national players, because I'm one that loves to see a full team versus another full team. I hate when players are out and, you know, it just takes all the excitement that you had for a team, you know, it just takes away the excitement for that matchup. So, you know, here's to everyone staying healthy as they possibly can, and this Nets team doing their thing. I'm not going to put a number on the home runs this year. Let's just say as a team, I need to see three digits. As a team, I need to see three digits.
Well, that ain't wrong. 350, that's pretty doable, though. With the people that y'all got, y'all should be able to manage that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not putting heavy, I'm not going to put heavy expectations on them. Just give me three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
I remember year before last, they played the Marlins. And we had like six back-to-back home runs. And I was like, goodness gracious. We on fire, and they had a pitching change in between those home runs, and the Nets was just knocking the ball out the park. I was like, man, I cannot wait to wear my TNT fashion red, white, and blue sweat with my red, white, blue Nationals cap. Yeah, that back. Yeah, I don't know that back.
I just need an orange hat.
Whatever. Come on, Lou. What's happening, bro?
Come on,
okay.
Lou.
Well, first up, of course, thanks a lot for reminding me of the Nets losing last night, the last second. What a shame. What a shame. We had it, and we lost it. We had 10 seconds. We had the lead with 10 seconds to go, and then the bomb fell out. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
We need to
do this, right? What can you do?
Throw up.
Well, Lou, I'm going to say this. It was a very entertaining game. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll give you that. Good.
You know, I saw two teams who wanted to win. When I first turned it on, the Nets were comfortably in the lead, and then the Mavericks just said, "Nah, not tonight,
not our house."
And they played in Dallas or at the Barclays.
Well, I think. Dallas is awfully tough at home. Dallas is too tough at home, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, Dallas, used to not be, Lou. Dallas used to not be. Dallas
no, the Nets
all of a sudden,
home.
Man.
The Nets was at home.
Yeah, okay.
The Nets was at
okay.
home.
Okay. I thought so. Dallas, since their trades that they made, Dinwiddie,
yeah, you see one of our own. Thanks a lot, Spencer Dinwit.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dinwit.
And Martin, what's the boy, the 3-point shooter, man, that came from San Antonio? Oh, goodness, I can't think of his name. Right.
Oh,
it's
DeMarcus. Aldridge.
No, not Aldridge. Aldridge is another player, but not Aldridge. The white guy that used to play for the Wizards, he was a 3-point spec. You know what? Why am I doing this? Hold on. Let's bring Brother Tang in here. What's his name?
Bertrand.
And see, Dinwiddie and Bertrand, they brought that heart that was here in Washington and took them right on down there to Dallas. With Luka Doncic, who was an offensive spectacular, he just needed somebody to play some defense and make a couple of shots for him. So yeah, kudos to Dallas, man. They did good in their trades and their moves. What's up, Lou? Thanks for coming in. Hey man, you know what, Lou? I'm gonna start calling you the pinch hitter, man. You coming right on? I mean, Tang, damn it.
Well, I figure, you know, if I can't early enough, I'll get on. Because if I wait longer, I won't. So I just figure, you know, get on while I got, you know, before I don't get on.
Yeah.
The pinch hitter. I like that, though. I take it all day.
Well, because I figured it out. Because the quicker the people call in, the quicker they get on. If you wait any longer, you might not be able to get on. So I figured, hey,
that's right.
Better do it while it's early.
Hey.
It's called a strategy, folks. That's what it is.
There's nothing wrong with being popular. It's nothing wrong with being popular whatsoever. And everybody, whether I get to you or not, you all make this show. Come on, Brother Tang. What's going on with you today?
Help me come on to mine.
Kale's calling the family. Yes. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Tang.
What's up, Miss T? Yeah. What's up, big bro? What's up, Lou?
All right. Hello.
I hear you upset about them Nets from last night, but it's going to be all right. Them boys look all right, though.
I'm vomiting right now.
I know you are, Lou. Drummond look nice out there, though, man. I got your back with them. They look good.
I mean, 10 seconds to go. With it.
I know. It was tough.
Choke signal.
I understand.
But, Tang, you know what the worst part is, Tang?
What's that?
We lost from a guy who used to be one of our own, and he bit us in the back.
I told Big Bro,
Spencer
Dinwiddie been traded. I understand his gripe when he was here, you know, wanting the ball more, but the way he did it wasn't the right way to do it. He was supposed to just do it on the floor and show them boys that he could be the leader and take over, because over there in Dallas, I've been watching him. He's been doing his thing. Every time he takes Lee out and bring him in, yeah, he runs the show. Man. He can ball. Yeah, he be
when
balling.
When you hit that, I'm like, you traitor.
Yeah, but hey, Tang, I'm telling
yes,
you, he making your man the GM for the Wizards. He making him not look too good, Joe. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I think.
I mean, the man.
And I feel you on that, and I understand that, but I think that
Tommy
he had
Shepard.
Too many problems. Thomas Shepard. I think he might have had too many problems with too many players in the locker room, and I'm with you. I would have loved for him to stay here, but hey,
man.
It is what it is.
Man.
The Bullets do what they do every time, man. That's how they do it.
Every single time.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and let us down. You know, it's always something. Every year we go through it. not to be heard, upset, cursing the TV out.
Y'all should be used to it. Then y'all shouldn't be on Kel's corner feeling no type of way. Y'all should just be like,
but you can't say
that,
ST, because our first 15 games, it was looking like something brand new for us.
Yeah, but y'all knew the bottom was gonna fall out though.
I didn't know it was gonna fall out like that. Not like that.
That's what y'all used to.
Y'all
ain't gonna never change.
Listen, the bottom fell. Here we go. Players were traded. Bottom fell. Players were traded. Oh, hey, Treat, all I'm gonna say is remember football season. You was a little excited about what was going on.
We're not talking football,
bro.
You messing stuff up. We're not talking football yet, bro. Don't go out of order. Stop going out of order.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just thought I'd send you a little reminder.
I still got the instance in my hand from when I was holding your hand through all that. Bruh, so don't
you know all
I
can say? Thank you for being a friend.
And you know it. Yes.
Travel down the road and back again.
I know, listen.
Being BKO friend during the losing season, it's a tag. You know what I'm saying? Reach and tell y'all, that dude ain't nothing nice to be around. When
somebody got
team,
the background.
Like,
who's
dog.
The background? Me,
yeah, who's got the background? That dude ain't nothing nice to be around when his team looking like garbage. For real.
Right.
For real.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, what's so funny? What you laughing at? Oh, for real?
Right.
That's how you feel?
Everything,
I'm all that.
Everything's serious, man. I'm
serious. Exactly. Sean, you act like you don't know me. Yeah. So, but hey, we jumped off of baseball real quick and into the NBA. Thank you, Lou.
Sorry.
So let's just keep rolling. No problem. Let's just keep rolling with the NBA. Jokic. That boy took Embiid to school last night, y'all.
Yeah.
Jokic took Embiid to school last night. And all I could think about was our discussion on Tuesday's episode about Doc Rivers and how we're feeling about his coaching, you know, what is the problem? What do we think the problem is? And I saw it plain and simple, guys. He is allowing Embiid too much reign. Embiid is giving too much authority to do whatever and whenever he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And I, for one, I don't even understand why Embiid has been given the green light like he has. You know what? Let's go to the Huckleberry. Huckleberry, why do you think Doc Rivers has given Embiid the go-ahead like he has?
Huckleberry.
Oh, what's up? Hey, everybody. Tang, sis. Kale, Lou, anybody I missed, I'm sorry, but look, I think it's because Doc just ain't that great a coach. I think when he had the big three in Boston, he didn't have to worry about it. All he had to do was roll the ball out on the floor, and they took care of everything else. So now he got Embiid, and he got a couple of good players around him, and I think he wants to do the same thing. But Embiid is not that type of player. He's not aggressive enough. Embiid is not concerned. Embiid wants to win, but he's more concerned about being the MVP, being the star of the league, than he is about helping his team win a title. When you're willing to put your ego to the side, put your scoring to the side to help the team, you know, that's when your leadership comes in. Embiid ain't got it. And Doc ain't got it.
I know that's
yeah,
right for
say, yeah, I was just about to say that 57. Doc don't have it. It's Doc because anytime he's sitting right there and he's watching the same game everybody else watching, this you got this big man, and I ain't taking nothing from Embiid. He can shoot three pointers, but you are better in the down in the paint. If you get down in the paint, y'all will. I'm telling you, if he get down in the paint and play where he's supposed to, everybody else will be in their positions, be able to be in their own correct positions, and they'll win more games.
Exactly. But, hey, sis, and you know what else is amazing, and you don't care, everybody, is that the media, they're so willing to put them, that they're not gelling, they're so willing to put it on Harden. It's because Harden is here. It ain't just because of Harden. The coach is not doing what he's supposed to do. I mean, you got the number one passer in the league, assist man, and the number one big man in the league so far. And you can't – this is the best you can do. It's something with the coach.
Yeah. Something with the coach. I say the same thing. Even they don't have – they don't have the right people on the floor at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, all the chemistry just ain't there. The chemistry might not – I don't know. Something ain't right. But I said this in the beginning. It wasn't going to be right, but it can be fixed. It can be fixed if everybody plays their part. If everybody played in their natural positions, then I don't know.
The sky's the ceiling.
There you go, Tang. There you go, Tang.
Can't see it coming through, baby.
What you say, Michael Jordan, the sky the ceiling.
I knew he was going to be one, man.
That's my mind.
Yeah, I better watch out for 57.
I'm gonna tell you something.
That man afraid. But okay, so
I meant to text y'all today to ask, who do you think is the best big man? Who you think out of the top five big men in the league? Who do you think will get MVP this year?
Right now, it's looking like Giannis. Right now,
Jokic.
Okay, I go with Jokic too.
Yeah, he is balling.
I mean,
one thing about Jokic, the Joker, like, he just looked like, I don't know, he just looked like he hurt all the time. Like, his nose looked like it's broke. He got sores on his arm. Like, I don't know what it is.
Right.
It just looks contagious to me.
He ain't got the help that the other big men got.
Right.
No, but but he's playing good ball. He's playing good ball.
So y'all think he's playing better ball than Giannis?
The only reason why I say he is, sis, this is my only reason why, taking nothing from Giannis, is because Giannis got good people around him at every position. He got good people.
Right.
Jokic doesn't have that at every position. He's carrying a lot of the weight himself. Giannis is good, though. I'm not taking nothing from him.
Especially with that boy Murray gone.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I think
Giannis gonna get it. I mean, I could be wrong. If Joker get it, he deserve it as well. He played really good ball too, as well. But I just think Giannis playing, and being as though they won it, you know, the NBA championship last year. So I don't know. Especially if they go back to back, I don't know.
Yeah. But like 57 said, Jokic is asked to do so much more. He's asking, his team depends on him for way more than the Bucks depend on Giannis. Giannis can get you 12, 10, and 2 blocks. And they're good. They still can win. If Jokic get those type of numbers, the Nuggets are going to lose.
They lose in that game.
Yeah, they're losing that game. But Giannis can have a bad night by his standards. You know, we're used to seeing Giannis with the 20 plus or even 30. You know, 30 and 15, 16 rebounds. And, you know, we're used to seeing that from Giannis. So, and they win.
Y'all got to remember, too, that Denver ain't all healthy. They said that boy Jamal Murray, he still ain't played. He ain't in there.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's taking a lot from Giannis, I mean, from the Joker, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got to do way more. So it's putting more on him,
yes,
too.
Yes, he do.
So Giannis is playing with a full deck of cards. Joker not.
True. Which makes it all the more impressive.
For Joker, you're right, y'all.
You know, I was watching him last night, and he got the rebound, and it was funny to me. He got the rebound, he passed the ball up, and then he took the shot. I was like, dang, everything revolves around him. You know, everything revolves around him. That is the definition of an MVP to me. And his team is winning.
You talking about Joker?
It would be a totally different situation if they were losing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's nothing we could say if they were losing, but they're not losing. They're playing a good brand of basketball right now. You know. Go ahead,
Sam. From what I've seen the last couple of weeks that I've seen the Nets play, if they leave them alone in New York and go ahead and let that boy out there on the court and let them go ahead and play all their games together, I'm telling you, the Nets can win this whole thing, man.
Except if the Bulls get healthy, we're going to crush them.
Hey, that man with DeMar DeRozan is playing out of his mind. The shot he hit being double, the buzzer beater, come on, man. The thing that's disturbing, seriously, y'all, and ride with me for a minute, if it was LeBron, we'd never stop hearing it.
Yeah.
If it was LeBron that did that. You know, DeRozan has been quietly, because the media refusing to talk about him, he's been quietly doing this. Listen. I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I saw more on Dinwiddie's game winner than DeRozan.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Except for he was watching on our channel.
Yeah, well, I'm talking on the simultaneous broadcast, you know, and they talk about
stuff like that.
Yes, where they're supposed to talk about all teams. For some reason, DeRozan's heroic efforts
is overlooked.
It's more than overlooked. It swept them in the rug.
They sweep it. They'll talk about it that one time, and then after that, it's over.
It's over.
I like DeRozan's game.
They're respecting before it's all over with, by the time this playoffs over with. They're respecting.
Tell me again, Tang.
They will. Yep. They're going to respect him before it's all over with, because that's who name is going
to
be called.
They're going to have to put some respect on his name, huh?
Yes, they
do
are.
Do y'all remember when the Warriors had Sean Livingston, and his game was that little 10-footer, 15-footer? He didn't shoot no threes at all. He occupied an area where most people don't play no more. You know, that's DeRozan's game is so smooth with that. And he occupies a space that only three other people occupy. That's Allen Iverson, and I can't remember the other two people that's on that list. But he up there with Allen Iverson. That's enough for me right there.
Well, okay. Yeah.
You and I both. Let's take our brother Ron. 007.
Oh, he left.
007.
Hey, Ron.
What's up, y'all? My bad, I was just, you know, saying, sharing, on Facebook, to the people that we on. So that's what I was doing for y'all, have people listen to us.
Oh,
we appreciate
it. Thank you, Ron, for that support.
It's all good. Teamwork make the dream work, you know what I mean? But that being said, I was hearing y'all talk about DeRozan. And time again, DeRozan been big time. He been box office all season. And it's a shame that he hasn't gotten, he gotten the recognition that he deserved. But only thing he has to do is just continue being consistent on route to the playoffs and make some noise in the playoffs.
You're right,
007.
Sometimes you got to shut him up by doing good.
Because, last season, they didn't do a whole lot about Ja Morant. We didn't see a whole lot of articles. We didn't hear a lot of press going this young man's way. Every time you turn around, Ja Morant, making history for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies is a whole new team. This is the same Ja Morant that was out there last year. He's doing the same thing, but you guys are now deciding to jump aboard, to come on in. DeRozan, trust me. If it's one thing I will say, he is consistent. What he gives you today, he's going to give it to you the next day and the next day until they have nothing else to do but put this on their pedestal that he deserves to be on. Now let's look at this too. Maybe DeRozan likes the way the media is treating him. A lot of players like to be that guy out the blue, that guy that nobody expected to do this or to do that. So, and I must admit, every time a microphone and a camera has been placed in his face, he doesn't seem like he's upset or mad or irritated by the media and the lack of coverage. He is, to me, what they say on Facebook, if bringing your lunch pail to work was a person, it's the
he learned that when they got rid of him out to Toronto.
Yeah.
He learned how to be humble and just lay back and take it, because when they did it, when he got, when they, traded him from Toronto, it kind of messed everybody up, even the fans. They was like, what? You traded DeMar DeRozan, y'all about to make it. Even though they still went because they got Kawhi Leonard. But he was DeMar DeRozan was already doing what he was doing. before he even got to the Spurs.
If I can piggyback on Tang, at that time, the reason why they got rid of him was that he went through some trauma in his life, and he was having some mental issues at the time.
He couldn't get it together.
That's why they got rid of him, and he got himself together. But his game was always there. He was just having some mental problems with the trauma that he had in his life. I think it was about his death or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Here's to pulling yourself up and enjoying your job and the game that you love at the same time, you know?
Exactly.
We look for these type of stories, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. It's just that we, and to take a page out of Ron's book, you know, we have to do our own research. We have to do our own research and find out exactly what it is going on with each player. Because if we wait for the media, if we wait around for the media, like I said, you know, they pick and choose. Because if LeBron was having the season that DeRozan is, we would be sick. Look, he's playing like crap and we sick and tired. He's playing like crap, and we're sick and tired. So imagine if he was doing good. Man, goodness gracious.
We'd be
fine.
Hey, I heard some statistics.
I was going to say the same thing, Tang. Go ahead.
Hey, bruh. LeBron is actually doing better than a lot of players that we are doing good. We just not looking at it because of all the BS. I wish I could remember all the names that they said, but I wouldn't have believed it until they said it today. He's not having a bad year. It's what's around him that make it look like he's having a bad year. Because when you look it up, all his stats is up there. Everything. He's still passing everybody. I'm talking about all the top notch from off of Boston. Everybody that you name in the league, he's still punishing them. It's just what he's around him, man. You know, they let him pick that team, and he get what he get. Because he's still balling. He ain't slumming out
there. It was the thing that, like you said, Tank, like his numbers speak for themselves. But this ain't no speak for yourself team. It's a team effort.
Right.
Like, his team is letting him down.
His team is letting him down.
AD, I don't know when the last time he stayed healthy one whole year. He has not been healthy one whole year, okay? Nobody is helping him. Westbrook, he didn't fell to the wayside. I don't know what he's doing. He was all right in the beginning. Now he's just a turnover king. So everybody, and only one that you can really count on, and for real, is Carmelo. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, he picked this team not thinking, you know, in the back of his head that, oh, I didn't know AD was made out of glass. Oh, I didn't know that Westbrook was going to be the turnover king. Like, he didn't know those things in the beginning. But he is still balling out of control. He's balling out of control. Like, if you look at his numbers say a lot. And he's doing a lot at 36 years old. He's 36, y'all. He shouldn't be on the floor this much.
35.
That's what I'm saying.
He's 35 years old.
He shouldn't be on the team this long, though.
You guys do realize that it's that rhetoric, that conversation that you just had is the reason why no one wants to play with him. This is the reason why no one wants
they got
to
hurt.
Be on that. Like,
No, they can't.
Let me finish my point. Because LeBron's still doing good. LeBron got great numbers. But it's the team around him. Now, when that team was doing good and was winning, it was all LeBron all the time. Now that they're losing, DeMontre has become, exactly, LeBron doing what he's supposed to do. Everybody
no,
else
it's still
LeBron. Now, we know.
They saying LeBron is some garbage. They saying LeBron is some garbage because he can't get the people around him to do better. And I'm saying you can't get somebody to do better when they sitting on the bench. You can't get somebody to do better if every time they bounce the ball, it's rolling off their thigh. It's rolling off their. They can't hold the ball. Like you can those things you can't teach. You can't teach you that. That's 101. That's basketball 101. You should know how to catch the ball and bounce the ball. Period.
Come on,
and if you can't
come on,
do two at the same time, I don't know what to
well,
do.
This is what I see. This is what I see watching LeBron. He's getting his points. He's getting his points. He's up there in the stats. He's getting it. But LeBron with four subpar guys 5-10 years ago would have taken them four subpar guys to a championship or at least been close to getting it there. LeBron is not that guy now where he's intimidating people on the inside. He's a jump shooter now. He's a Michael Jordan with the Wizards right now. He's still getting his points. He is. He's getting his stuff.
I believe he's deadly.
You leave him alone. He's deadly from the outside. But he ain't taking three or four people to the hole no more like he used to.
But like you said,
you know,
57, that was 10 years ago. That's a decade.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. 10
years,
got
and
10
years. And then the way he played 10 years in the NBA, on him, man, that's probably like about 15 to 20.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Because he, you know what I'm saying?
Doggy. So we basically going back when he was with Cleveland, and they called him James in the game. It was just him by himself. You know, I'm like, for example, I remember that playoff. I think it was a playoff game when, you know, he took the game over, you know, took the game to his shoulders, won the game by himself. And, you know, somebody do need to help him.
But he was 25 back then, y'all. He was 35 now. That's a whole number 70 years on his life.
Yeah.
And because people are comparing LeBron now to LeBron 10 years ago.
Right. You can't do that.
You can't do that. You have to look at where the man is now, where he is and what he's doing now and how he contributes. Now, a lot of people, the thing is, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, he's getting these numbers. He's padding the stat book. Maybe that's all he wants to do. Put his name in an area where the record will stand for years and years and years once he retires. I'm saying, and everybody knows where I am with LeBron, everyone. But I can see that the young man wants to win. He wants to win. He hates the fact that he's only four times a champion out of 10 attempts. He hates that. And he plays like he hates that. Now, what I am going to say, dude, when you win a game and you walking around with the secret handshakes and the He-Man hater club poses and all of that, it makes it just that much more easy for people to ridicule and tease you once you lose. Because when you lose, LeBron walks directly off the court. He shakes no
not every night.
When
not
he did last night. He did last night.
Last night. And that's what I said.
I was kind of happy. I was proud of.
I was wondering why he was out there shaking everybody's hand, doing all them 50,000 slaps and daps and pointing at each other. I was like, I just lost. What you shaking hands for?
Right.
He got other people in the stands, bro. He got other people in the stands. He got people in the stands. He got money deals.
He was doing it with the.
No,
he was doing it with AD. He was doing it with AD. I was like, he ain't hurt. You didn't even play. What you dapping up for? For 30 seconds, they hitting each other hand, pointing. I'm like, what y'all doing, man? Y'all just lost the game.
Well, I mean, his man, Rich Paul, was listening to Carol's Corner, and he heard when we said something Tuesday about all that celebrating stuff, and that he doesn't do it when he loses. So he had to do it when, in a loss. You know what I mean?
He
got to
do it. He up, did it.
You and Chris Paul listen to our show?
Rich Paul.
No, he's talking about the agent.
Oh, I thought he said Chris Paul. I'm going to say. Oh, okay, my bad.
Rich Paul, not Chris Paul.
Rich.
But LeBron, he out there doing all them handshakes and doing all that stuff with the people that it wasn't. AD wasn't even playing a game. Like, why are you out there doing all these long handshakes and these secret handshakes and you out of breath by the time you doing that? You out of breath.
Hold on. Who is that? Who is that with that background? Okay. Sound like I heard a daggone
porno.
They
still on there. Who's
committed
to send the podcast police to your house?
Say what, Tree?
I said, mute everybody, bring them back in one at a time. You'll figure it out.
There you go. So I mean, the bottom line, we can't judge this man by who he was. Yes, it's a great standard that he set, but we can't judge a man by who he was. And you all know, I cannot stand him. I cannot stand him as an athlete, but you know, let's be real and let's be fair. Nobody is still doing the same 35 that they were doing at 25. No one is doing
that. That's what I was going to say.
I hate to ask this question. That brings me to Tom Brady. He's 45.
We're not in football yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Not the football part.
I don't even want to hear that name yet. 5, 6,
hey, Ron. This like Russia, man. This ain't no freedom. We ain't free.
No, it's not. No, you're not. Both of y'all bammers looking out the little. Both of y'all looking out the window on the ship, screaming.
We in Siberia.
Yes, you are. You know.
We're gonna take a quick break, you guys. We're gonna take a quick break. The number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
That's little Putin right there.
He's gonna beat him up.
I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass. Wow. Can't fuck with you. You little dumb man. Wow. I got a million trillion things I'd rather do than to be with you. Little stupid ass. I don't give a about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man. I see you taking the pic. Wow. Then you post it up thinking that it's making me sick. But I see you calling. I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit.
I'm
like,
glad
I don't
put that on the right side.
You, I got no feelings to go. I swear I have.
Shut up, 57. That is the conversation between the Cleveland Browns and one Baker Mayfield. Who is that with that background? please. You have, who is that holding the whole conversation?
I don't know, but I'm about to see.
I know who it is, but I ain't saying nothing.
That's not my dog barking in the background.
It's not my name.
Yeah, we know who it was.
That is why, I mean, that threw me all off. Baker Mayfield is requesting a trade from Cleveland. And Cleveland has basically turned him down. They basically told him, you going to play, you going to finish out this contract here, and we're not letting you go anywhere. And how do you guys feel about that? Do you think it's unfair, fair, cool, or what? How do you guys go about it? What do you guys
feel? What we say,
that?
Baker Mayfield? You talking about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Okay, so Baker Mayfield, so it went like this. Deshaun, they try to sneak behind Baker Mayfield back and go inquire about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson said, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I don't want to come to you. So then they go back to Baker Mayfield and say, oh, well, we will give you this contract. How about that? You want that? And he goes, no, I want to trade, sir. Thank you. So the Browns are left hanging with no quarterback. But who's going to take Baker Mayfield, though? Because he wants to be traded now.
I mean, if the owner gonna say he's not be require a trade. I mean, they just stuck with him. It's a stalemate, and that's not helping the organization out. That's not helping the organization out. No matter if it's special teams or whatever, and that looks like a 0-17 season because he ain't gonna want to play with him.
Hey,
Real quick, all my team heads,
Freddie Freeman agreed to a 6-year, $162 million deal with the Dodgers. Go ahead.
That ain't good, man.
No, it ain't, but it's baseball news. Ain't it?
Man, come on, man. That's in my division. Oh, Lord. You just gave me a headache.
The Dodgers. Hey, look, the Dodgers already have hitters with, Trey Turner.
We went head up last year.
I thought we were talking football, y'all.
We was, but we were, but that Lord.
I was wondering where Freddie Freeman would end up at. And you know,
I'm mad because we didn't get him.
Me too.
Hey, you know what? But see, that's a good thing, but he ain't in the NL East no more. So that's a good thing for us.
Yeah. Good thing for us.
Man, he's right there with me. Look it up. It says Giants Dodgers. Man.
Hey. Okay, well, this one. Well, now, this ain't going to make you feel good neither. Moscow Court extend Brittany Griner's detention until May 19th.
Wow.
Yeah. Curry got one already.
For some CBD oil? Right. Come on, man.
They're playing basketball.
She propaganda now, and it's going to get worse if the war gets worse.
Because basketball. He just came home because he was stuck over there in the Ukraine. So he just now come home. He was stuck over there for almost 8 months.
He was fortunate, though, that he wasn't in behind Russian lines when he got trapped. She got trapped behind Russian lines. She is, like,
trapped.
She in trouble. She in trouble.
Ain't nobody looking at the bigger issue why she was over there in the first place. But, okay, that's behind the point, besides the point now. But, Lord.
You said why she was over there.
Trying to make a living.
She's been over there every year. Yeah, she's been over there for the last 5 years. She's been playing over there, so she knew what the rules were.
She knew what the rules were. It's CBD oil. You can buy the gas station, bro.
Sis, but everybody ain't like us over here, sis. You know, here we can get it anywhere. You got to know. It's like if you could, back in the 70s, if you got caught, with just a little small gram of hash coming out of Turkey, you would get life in prison. You never came home again.
No, military
or whatever. But over here, you could have it. All I'm saying is that it doesn't matter. You got to realize what the country you're in, what the rules are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's all.
I understand everything you're saying, but CBD oil is not. It's on natural list. It's a list. It's not even a drug. It's not even on the drug list.
Here,
is what I'm
here, like
say.
Kale said.
No,
here.
Period. No, period.
No,
I looked
here,
it up. It's period.
Here, oh, it's not a drug. There, they're trying to sneak it out of the country. That's like fruit is not. Look. Fruit is not a good drug, but if you get caught trying to bring it out of another country, you can get in trouble for it.
Yes, you can. Yes, and I looked it up, and I don't see nowhere where it's a law to have CBD oil nowhere.
So
apparently there is.
You're saying Brittany Griner is wrongfully being detained.
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes,
I don't know, Trees. I don't know, Trees.
And listen, if you look it up, if you go on CNN and listen to their news, and you know they the whitest news you can get. You know CNN,
they ain't for us at all,
right? But
My President Trump told me that CNN. Be putting out fake news.
What's fake news? So anytime somebody thinks I got some fake news, you know it's real news.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
I know you are.
Well, hey.
If I know
the war breaking out, I'm gonna when my bag's gonna be clean coming trying to get back home.
But she probably thought that was clean. You know what I'm saying? She probably thought that was clean because it's not illegal. If you can purchase it anywhere. You can go to the grocery store. And purchase it. Even in Russia.
I can't agree with you on that, sis.
It's probably what she had it in.
You know, she got cartridges and she got oil with her. She had all of that with her. You know, you're in another country. You're not in the United States. She could have waited till she got back home and got all of that.
Listen, she do this every year, 5 years, like we just said. Right. And this is not the first time she's come home with CBD oil. Her family has said
but it's
this.
It's the first time doing a war. It's the first time doing a war.
Listen,
countries are extra.
What does the war have to do with right and wrong?
Because everything is heightened extra. Your security is extra. Everything is extra. Everybody gets checked extra.
They could have just kept her just because then. Just keep me out.
No, that ain't
the case. If that's the case.
Come on, sis. She did wrong. I'm not saying it's not a propaganda tool, but she did wrong.
Y'all act like I'm making it up.
No, nobody is saying you're making it up at all, Trey.
What
we're saying is, yes, we believe there's some propaganda to it. But what you need to understand, if just holding people was their plan, their plot, more than Brittany Griner would have been held.
Right.
More than
exactly.
Just her. They held her because, Tree, she did what they consider wrong. So that's why they held her. And that's why now that they realize her status here in the United States, they realize that. So now they're going to keep it continuing and going to be a major story.
So listen to what I'm saying to you. So if I've been doing something for I'm just saying if I've been doing something for 5 years, the same exact way for 5 years, why am I going to think that now that it's a war that is illegal to do it? That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with nothing y'all saying. I'm not agreeing with she shouldn't have did it. I'm not agreeing. I'm not disagreeing. I'm sorry. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is this is a routine for her. This is something she do every year and been doing for the last 5 years with the CBD oil and all. But what I'm trying to say to you, to her, in her mind, if I've been doing this for 5 years and ain't nobody said nothing, y'all go through my bags, y'all see it, and ain't nobody said nothing, so why in my mind that I'm going to think that it's wrong now? That's all I was trying to get you guys to understand.
And now
that's
what
it.
I want
what
I want you to understand, Tree, is during a war, during
a war,
everything is heightened. Everything goes up. And
listen,
the things that
listen,
they may
Caleb,
have
I
let you,
you
the things that they
I
may have
that.
Let you, the things that they may have allowed you with a slap on the wrist or even nothing said at all, they're not doing that anymore. We're at war.
Right, yes. And guess what? We at war. So now that we're at war, and I don't know that the rules have changed, right? I don't know that.
She knew,
sis.
Come
in
on.
Wartime. I don't. Listen,
that's,
what is the
that's stuff that she's bringing back from Russia.
Why,
she could even if she could bring it back from Russia, she couldn't bring it into the United States. So that's two. Okay, then that's two times that she's trying to get away with something because she couldn't bring it into the United States. That's illegal. Even though we got it here, she can't bring it from another country into the United States. That's illegal. So she knew what she was doing. Yes, it is. You cannot bring something from another country. You cannot bring substances from another country into the United States and not get in trouble for it. You can't bring fruit from another country into the United States and it hasn't been inspected and not get in trouble for it. That's the law.
It has to be inspected, and that's what she's used to doing. She's used to being inspected. She's used to that. She's not used to y'all changing the rules and don't.
No. She ain't never been inspected and had hash oil in her bag and they let her. No. Okay, but look, if she brought in hash oil, she was going to jail. She was going to jail in the United States.
The whole point as an adult is her responsibility. Okay, we are. It was her responsibility to find out what is and what is not anymore. We're at war. So it is up to me as the individual to find out what I can and cannot do, especially involving Russia, where these bammers put certain meats out, or one day they'll put ham, one day they'll put fish, one day they'll put hamburger, and you can only eat what they put out that day. So if your food changes back and forth like that, I mean, is it really impossible to believe that the law on what you can and can't transport in and out to change as well? That's all I'm saying. You're not wrong at all. If she didn't know what was going on, yes, you're not wrong at all. But what I'm saying is, as an adult, it is your responsibility to find out before, and everything, I believe everything that she had with her in her possession, she could have bought that at home. She could have came home and purchased that, and it would have been no problem whatsoever. While she's not totally wrong, she does bear part of the blame as well. That's all. Now, back to this football, y'all. The Browns are basically telling Baker, hell no. You going to stay here, you know? You're not going anywhere. We're not trading you. You're going to finish your contract here. Now, as it was stated before, we all know that it's just because they weren't able to get Deshaun Watson. You know, Watson said, hell no, I don't want to play in Cleveland. You know, so they go and try to use Baker as their fallback. Now, it reminds me of another situation going on with one Aaron Rodgers. Now, will Baker Mayfield make the same move that Aaron Rodgers did? Is he going to make Cleveland pay
out the nose
for him now? Anybody? I'm not here by myself, man.
Oh, no.
I think if they got a contract with Baker, Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. If I owned the team, I would reach out and be looking for him and be trying to see if I could get him also. But I still got you under contract. If I can't get him,
right,
I still got you. And you agreed to this for however many years. So till those years are over with, I still got you. But, yeah, if I'm an owner, I'm going to reach out to Deshaun Watson and see if I can get it.
Well, they need to do that immediately. I mean, if you don't want to be –
he turned him
down.
Yeah.
Who,
he
Baker?
Turned him down.
Deshaun turned Cleveland down.
Yeah, because they didn't – I mean, they gave up on him as being the leader of that football team. And when you do that to a quarterback, you know, especially a first-round quarterback, you know, you're making him lose confidence, and, you know, he don't want to be with anybody that's going to lose confidence in him. Would you want to be with somebody that lost confidence in you? And then you try to pick up another quarterback. He don't want to come there either. Can't go backwards, right?
No.
Well, Reese wants to know, is Heineke starting or is Carson Wentz starting?
Patty, Eddie, Spaghetti. That's all I'm saying.
Reese
just
showed,
you just showed Carson Wentz with a yellow suit on and a burgundy shirt and a yellow tie. So I guess he's going to be the starter.
You know what?
I'm feeling though he's going to be a starter.
I'm going to bring him the Redskin, the Washington football team historian, Kirby, and I'm going to let him answer Miss Reese's question. Go ahead, Kirby.
Okay. Well, first of all, Kale, you got to do something about this parking there by Kale's corner. I had to park a block away and then walk all the way down here.
On
the way down here, there's this good-looking woman with a real short skirt come up to me, and she said, I have an itchy, you know. And I said, well, you have to point it out to me because I don't know nothing about them Japanese automobiles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, how you feel about the Washington Commanders? Who do you think will start?
I don't like the name, but I do bleed burgundy and gold, so I'm going to hang in with the sorry son of a guns, you know. Owner, I hate his gut. But anyway, Carson Wentz will be the starter. And Heineke will be the backup. Now, Kale should feel lower than a snake's belly in the wagon track because he's talking negative about Wentz, you know. But if Joe Gibbs likes Wentz and Scott McLuhan likes Wentz and Ron Rivera likes Wentz, I like Wentz.
Well, that's Joe Gibbs, Scott McLuhan, and everybody else. I don't give a scoop of ice cream who likes Wentz. I don't care who likes Wentz. I don't like Wentz because I see a season where Wentz will play four games and then Heineke will come on and take over the rest. And we'll be right there we were when we were the Washington football team.
This is the same Wentz that beat us twice a year when he was playing with Philadelphia.
And,
and you know, since you're playing with the Colts, you play all 17 games. Like, I'm optimistic about him.
The same week that Ryan Kerrigan assaulted full time by himself behind the line of scrimmage. The same Wentz who threw all type of interceptions and fumbled the ball when playing this Washington football team. It's funny how the player changes jerseys and everybody forgets his past. Wentz was
Listen.
Wentz was with the coach who stuck his neck out for him in Philly, and then once again with the Colts. And he's been fired both times.
NFL guys say Wentz cannot make the throw when you need him to make the throw. That's their criticism about Wentz.
I agree.
I don't, because he has 3.5 times more touchdowns than interceptions.
In how many wins? In how many wins, Kirby?
I don't know how many wins.
Yeah,
he was nine and eight last year. The only knock was he didn't win the division game. That brings us to this year. You win your division games, you ain't able to go to the playoffs.
Well, listen real quick. This news should rouse up a few of you. The Bills signed running back J.D. McKissick. They signed Tim Settle and Von Miller and Teddy Bridgewater. The Bills is going to be a problem this year.
No, J.D. McKissick came back in.
Right.
McKenzie
back
in.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? You know what else, Kale? We got a 340-pound, 6'6 offensive lineman from the Jaguars that played with the Panthers.
Yeah.
We just 340-pound. Remember, baby Joy. Yeah,
we're good with being Carolina North. We're good with being Panthers North. Man,
this guy played 111 games. He played 111 games. Haven't
you
missed a game.
That money that you spent on a quarterback
and built
your offensive line, and then stayed with Henneke, and then built your offensive line up and got your quarterback next year.
Heineken.
Because you still ain't going to the Super Bowl or anything this year. Not with the team you got. You're not going to win your division with the team you got. So you should have been working on your offensive line.
That's what they're doing right now, though, 57. They spent all that money on a washed-up
Carson Wentz.
No, because check this out. They got rid of Eric Flowers. They got rid of Brandon Scherr to open up the salary cap thing. So now you pick up another right tackle or right guard that's come from Jacksonville, and they're going to build up on the offensive line. John Madden talking to him, believe me, because why? Everything starts from the offensive line. So they're going to do that.
That's why
I think I'm optimistic Carson Wentz will have a great year today. I put my money on it. Yeah, I will. He's going to have a good year this year.
What do you call him 7-0?
I mean 007.
You a jerk.
Yeah.
You are a jerk.
I got to run, Kale.
I'll drink. I'll drink you right.
thanks for your time, Kurt. Thanks for your time. It's not that I don't like Carson Wentz, you know, because I don't know the man personally. I don't like the way he carries himself on the football field. I just don't. I don't see leadership in him, and that is one of the quotes that came out. That's one of the quotes that came out from the Colts locker room, that he had no leadership, that guys, even in the huddle, guys were out talking him. How are you the quarterback in a huddle and you're being out talked? Really? Where do they do that at? Where do they do that at, man? I even that boy that played for Seattle last year, the one that came in for Russell Wilson. What's his name, Tree?
Geno Smith.
I've even seen Geno Smith take command of the huddle, and he about as sorry as they come. Seriously, no apologies.
Oh, hell.
Man, Geno Smith is
a good backup quarterback, Kale.
No, he's good backup quarterback. He has no anticipation of the play. You know what I mean? Geno Smith is a waste of time, for real. Even as a backup, he's a waste of time, man. That dude is garbage. Garbage. You know what I mean? And I can say that. And I get it, 57. We've seen one or two or three throws from Geno Smith, and we were like, dang, that was nice there. But then it's everything else he do after those few throws. It's all the mistakes he made after those few throws that is just like, why? Why would you throw the ball there? Dude, why didn't you just throw it out of bounds? Dude, what are you running for? You know, his style of play just leaves you scratching your head, man. Serious. I'm not trying to be tough on the man or hard on the man. I'm merely calling what we all see from Geno Smith. We all see this from Geno Smith.
I can't remember the last team I saw him play for, but he had a good game. I like the way he controlled the offense.
It was the Seahawks,
Seattle.
When he was out there, he had some good games this year, though. And I see what Kale's talking about, though. I see what you're talking about, though, Kale. I'm with you on that. I can't give you them three.
That's when they pressed him to be a starter, though, man.
Man, that's him being a backup, too.
But you know what, Geno Smith I'm not starting on Geno Smith over Carson Wentz, but I understand everything you're saying. He can't be doing no bonehead plays expecting you to win games, especially if you're a first round on draft pick coming out of South Dakota State. You know, expectations, that word again, like you can't do that. The world looking at you, and I mean me personally. You know, the way he was playing in Philadelphia, I always thought he was elite. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
To me, I thought he was elite. But you got to show that this year. Carson Wentz was elite before he got hurt.
Man, Carson Wentz had a great seven-game span. That's it. That's all. We have not seen anything similar to what he was during those seven games since Carson has returned from injury. Have we?
Well, when he came back to Philly, they were a mess. The coach was crazy. They, you know, he was just him and Hurts back and forth in the game. It was crazy. Not Hurts, you know the guy up there now, but they were back, Hurts. They was back and forth in the game.
You, right?
Then the coach deliberately threw a game. It was crazy in Philly.
I mean, dog, listen. I'm with you on all of that. But let's not forget that Carson Wentz played a part in that. And good play, good quarterback play, and winning the game is the best damn deodorant in the world. Because we wouldn't have smelled none of that nonsense. We wouldn't have smelled none of that
nonsense. No, I got some Boucheron that smells better than that.
Well, hey, it's a cover up. It's a cover up. You know?
No, my shit. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
that's like 57.
What?
50 Cent, I'm on the corner for real.
Yeah, he's on the corner for real, dog.
My,
How much
is that? Yo, forgive me, please. Forgive me, please. The words you heard was not Dad or Kale's corner.
It's your
brother.
Hey, Kale, don't criticize my glasses or my cologne, man.
Hey, it's your world, Squirrel. You know what I mean?
My bad, players. I apologize. Forgive me, sis. I'm sorry.
wait a minute.
This the best show in the this the best show going on right now. For real, y'all. They need to tune in.
Well, dang, Rob. It takes somebody to cuss three times in a row. Before you say it's the best show going on, man.
I've been saying that. You ain't even open your ears. I've been saying that. I've been hyping that show up.
But, yeah, you already said that.
Oh, man.
But this time, three sugar honey iced teas preceded you saying that, you know? Compliments.
You had the sugar honey iced tea, honey. It was real cold.
You know? Real cold. Burn your lip code. Go, come on, Mr. Chavis. Say what you're going to say without the
please. He probably forgot.
I did, sis.
I told you.
I did.
Stay away from him too long. He'll forget.
I'll forget. You're going to move on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So
oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So
Washington said that to J.D. McKissick, baby, come back. What was it that took that trade off the table? Was it something wrong with J.D. McKissick or you know? What exactly went on?
They had matched the same. It was the same deal in Buffalo. They wasn't giving him no more than what Washington gave him.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
And it was on the
record. So he was like, I might as well just stay here.
Stay where I'm at, yeah. He said he's backed out of a 2-year, $7 million deal with the Bills because of the reasons, just like Ron said.
Might as well. We're gonna have a great season, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, we're gonna have a great season.
Hey, Ron.
No, that's right, Ron. That's how you're supposed to be.
You're gonna try to convince us, bro. We're gonna watch it this way.
Hey, you know what, Ron? You're gonna get on my goddamn nerves this season. I feel it already. You're gonna get on my nerves.
You got the Folgers left for you.
Let me bring somebody on who always seems to put me back in my place and in perspective. What's up, Marcus?
Yes,
what's
my man.
What's up, Marcus?
What's more?
Marcus.
What's
more,
what it do?
What's up, baby boy?
Marcus, did
how
you
y'all
hear
doing?
Marcus, did you
yeah,
hear
I heard,
Ron?
I heard him.
Yeah.
I heard him swimming up. He's swimming up in them clouds. I am. I mean, but he was,
oh yeah. Look, it's mighty cloudy too.
Yeah,
mighty
cloudy.
Hey, Ron,
I ain't mad at you for being a fan, bro, and being optimistic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not gonna talk much trash about. I've already said how I feel and what needs to happen, right? And until we get all the way to the beginning of the season, will you start to hear me do a lot of complaining? Because we don't really know what direction we're going yet. We don't really know what the plan is. I do like the fact that they got a guard today, that they focus on that. You know what I'm saying? In free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that. You know, and I even talked to I talked to Kale about the whole Carson Wentz thing. You know, it's the fact that, man, who we were planning on was getting pulled up. And it wasn't like we wasn't trying to, like, break the bank to try to go get Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson ain't want to come here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right. And he didn't like our deal, you know, on top of it. So it wasn't like they wasn't trying to go get nobody. And Carson Wentz was
right.
the next best. You know what I mean? He really, for real, it was like they was – it wasn't nobody to – the people who we thought was going to be available were not available. So it was best that we did go get somebody. Now,
but you don't
think
that's something too fast, Marcus?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because the reason why I say that, what if we'd have waited and then
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz wasn't there and nobody
mm-hmm.
was there? You know, and
mm-hmm.
then we still have that issue of people – maybe not wanting to come to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, our organization is kind of going down in flames every day. You know what I'm saying? With all kinds of stuff. You know, so we talked about the Deshaun Watson thing, right? And we should have,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could have waited on Deshaun Watson. Look, you know what his allegations are, regardless if they be true or not. And then we got some of them same allegations on us. Man, we're
that's double whammy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right.
he
want
to
come
to work with him, no way. So
yeah,
y'all need to press going on to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, as it stands, they did
mm-hmm.
something. As it
right.
stands, they're making moves. And that's my you remember when I was complaining all season last season? It's because they wasn't making no moves. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that joint every day checking to see what moves they make. And it's all I'm hearing is crickets and mice, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know
so,
that's right.
Yeah, I just didn't.
So
I
any
wasn't,
moves is
wasn't,
good for you?
No, not any
but
moves.
They are,
not,
but they are.
Not any moves.
But they are restructuring, uh-huh. they are restructuring
okay.
the offensive line, which is good. That's a good thing,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely, bro. And I was really, really upset about J.D. McKissick. You know what I'm saying? But I like
you
the
don't
fact.
Have to be. So good job.
He's here.
Look,
he's going to save a job.
Yeah, but check this out. There's only
mm-hmm.
There's only one reason why. It's because
okay.
that man catches that ball, bro. That man catches that ball.
Mm.
And he's that dump off so many times
right.
in the game. You know what I mean? When the offensive line don't do his job, that bomber is dead, and he got sure hands. You know, I mean, when we need that third, when we need that third down, he's available, and he
yeah.
does what he's supposed to do. And I know Kale ain't crazy about him. We done had the conversation. Kale ain't crazy about that dude, but I like him.
Okay.
I like him.
I'm not going to say, well, yeah, I'm not crazy about him, but that's just because of his size, man. That's just because of his size. What's the other running back's name, man?
Antonio Gibson.
Gibson makes up for it, both running and catching the ball out the backfield. So,
but he can't be fumbling.
No, he can't. He can't at all. You know, and some of the most juvenile fumbles that I've ever seen. Just dude, take the ball.
I mean, well, part of that is because you know he's a wide receiver, brother. Like that's remember I complained about that during the year, man. Well, our team is known for trying to make somebody original position into something else because we see something in him. Now, yeah, he is producing as a running back. Don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you trying to the art of holding on to that ball is taught from JV football. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he ain't learned that. You know,
so.
Can I say they don't open up the playbook enough, Fever Farce, in the passing game? I know we're a run team first, but they really need to open up on the passing, you know, this year. You know, for Antonio Gibson not to be fumbling.
I mean, I agree. I agree.
I don't agree. I don't agree. I think they do it enough. And the you just said yourself, he needs to not fumble the ball. The more opportunities you give him with that ball, those are the more opportunities he'll have to fumble. So why would you want to give him more? You know, if you put that rock in his gut and let him run with it, the chances are much less he's going to fumble than if you're throwing that ball to him. Now I agree with Marcus as far as J.B. McKissick go, because he could catch it or run it and wasn't fumbling. He was just small. He didn't have the body type to go a whole season to me. But he proved me wrong. He went the whole season, you know. And believe it or not, he seemed to look stronger as the season was going. So, I can admit when I'm wrong, but again, the thing that I don't like about him, he can't change. So I just have to deal with it, and that is his size.
I'll trade you Mitchell Trubisky for Carson Wentz.
Hell no.
Oh,
straight up swap. Straight up
hell
swap.
No. Nah.
Straight up swap.
You
went out and got Mitchell Trubisky. You ain't got no faith in any quarterback on your team right now. Not Haskins,
yeah.
Not Rudolph. You know, not the guy that's collecting the trash. You ain't got no faith in anybody. You went out and got Mitchell Trubisky.
That's your team, right?
Yeah, that's my team, bro.
My team, bro. Yeah.
He
always throwing him in the trash.
That's why I'm so grateful for Carson Wentz. I'm so grateful for Carson Wentz. It could be worse.
Marcus can tell me if I'm wrong. I just feel like they should have spent their money someplace else and stayed with Taylor Heineke back there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and shored up some more stuff.
If they did that,
then we would have picked up.
If they did that, do you really want the quarterback that you have to go out and draft to learn under Heineke? I mean, we all know Heineke is a number two that we push thrust in the role of a starter. So do you really want your team's future learning under Heineke?
I think with a fortified offense and a good offensive line, that drafting a good quarterback, you would have been okay. You know, that's just my opinion.
Right.
And it might have been a vet that might have came along.
Can I say this? If Terry McLaurin don't have a quarterback that's gonna be able to get the ball where it's gonna run under the ball, he gonna leave out of here. Cause there's times Heineken had threw the ball, and before I even say this, I think he did really well this year. But there was times where he threw the ball and the three safeties and cornerback was laying hits on these wide receivers. Thank goodness McLaurin able to get up and show his toughness. But you throw the ball where he could catch it and run under it, you know what I'm saying? Them jet yards, what you call a receiver at the rack yards, would, you know, produce. And
yeah. Well, a lot of times he was running for his life.
But that's the thing. Carson Wentz, there's a difference in the arm strength. between him and Heineke.
True.
And Carson Wentz can throw a dime, bro. He can put that ball where it needs to be. I'm telling you. I've seen Carson Wentz do it time and time again.
That's
you
huge for McClellan. That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
1,100
receiving yards this year.
Oh, what I was going to say. You know what, Ron? Damn
without,
it. You, Ron, stop it. Come on, Marcus.
I'm not saying that cannot happen, but it's going. I'm not willing to say that, Ron, until I see the move come into place. I don't trust the Washington organization to do make the moves correctly for every position.
Right.
Once I see that happen, then we can have that conversation because I'm about the realest person
Please
about
remember me.
This team. Oh, hey, bro, listen to me. I want you to be right more than ever. I don't want you to be wrong. I want you to be right.
Thank you.
Because this is my
team. I hope
team.
I be right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my team, bro. This is my team.
Yeah.
But
And look,
but
I'm hyping them up, too. We hyping them up.
Well, but I have buried my head in the sand, and all the fans have buried their head in the sand about our team, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just done with that. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We have given
confidence and attaboys for the simplest of things. Oh, Washington goes out and gets a new kicker. Okay. Why did we have the old one for so long? He wasn't serviceable. The old one was missing extra points.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to wait and make this big, grand announcement like we're doing something extra? You're doing what the hell you're supposed to do.
Right.
You know, it's like I said at the beginning of the show. When I was in that Wizard store today, I said to myself, Tell, you're being an enabler. You ain't here buying not one but two Wizards hats. Why? They don't deserve
They don't deserve your money. Like, they don't deserve your money.
They've shown me exactly how they feel about this city, this team, and this organization.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. I looked at my friend and feel something like that.
He just wanted to know he wore two hats today.
And then they had a nerve to have a jersey in there for $240. What the hell?
Oh!
Are you serious?
What name?
Are you serious? Bradley Beal.
What name?
Bradley Beal.
Oh, man. Guilty. Got him.
Then,
I got one.
Then I see some Bullets jersey, and I'm going in there to find an old-school Bullets player, Tracy Murray, or somebody like that. All they got is freaking Wes Unseld. I don't want no Wes Unseld jersey. I don't. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want
champion.
His jersey.
They got Phil Chanel.
He's the MVP.
What
they
got against
MVP?
Wes?
Yeah, anyway.
What's wrong with Wes?
He ain't no MVP coach.
He gave away the team. That's what's wrong with him.
Wow.
He gave away the
whole
team.
A whole championship team. He gave it away.
Yeah, and everybody else went on to win championship.
And not like 2-3 years after they formed as a team in Detroit. Right the heck away. Right away. They won.
Right away.
Ben Wallace. Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah,
Rip Hamilton.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace.
Darvin Ham, all these dudes went straight to Detroit and became champions. What?
Y'all should have looked like that one
now,
Detroit
this
team.
This is on me. This is my beliefs only. I'm not saying this is exactly what happened. But I believe Wes Unseld was happy at the fact that his team was the only champion here. So let me get rid of these dudes before they win a championship. That's the
miss our love, man. We're about to miss our love.
Gracious almighty. I know that's right.
To me. That's the only
I don't know about that. I believe that. I don't know.
Seriously. If that man talk like that, he's selfish. That's a selfish somebody.
Yeah.
Selfish, big boy.
He ain't selfish.
Listen. Hey, listen.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at what all of a sudden is look at what we got in return and who he returns.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
sis.
He's going to be talking to him like 7:15.
Hey, look, hey, bro, I'm glad you felt like that, though, bro.
But,
I never thinking of that, though. I never thought of that, but I'm mad that you said it, man. I'm like, dang, did he really do that? I hope he didn't, but you're making me think about it now.
I don't do that. I don't got him doing that.
Come on, Trace. Come on, baby. It's that time. It's that time. I hate it, but it is. Go ahead. So are you.
Love y'all. Oh, man. That was a good way to end it. I love you guys. Thanks for all the support, you guys, online and on the phone, you guys. Kill and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. Kill and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much on Tuesday. So y'all got 4 days to get all your thoughts and comments in. Write them down. Because we're going to be back on Tuesday, 5 o'clock sharp, you guys. Kill and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kill's Corner at Instagram at Kill's Corner. And you guys can also follow us on Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also go on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/UKillMcLean. Ron said the producer said we out of time. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just reading what's online. I'm sorry, Sumio. I love you guys. Even that, I love you guys. So we'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. Everybody be safe. Stay safe. And give out some flowers this week, you guys. Give out some flowers, even if you don't want to. Give them out anyway. You never know how it's going to make someone feel. So just smile and give out some flowers, you guys, and be safe. So we'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. Don't be late, you guys. Kill.
Hey, I want everyone, go to TNT Fashion. On Facebook, check Miss T, check Lady T out. I'm telling y'all, you will be happy with what you find. Trust me. Trust me. And I'm a hard dude when it comes to my clothes and what I will and will not wear. And Lady T is holding us down. So let's be sure to support and give her that love, you know what I mean, that she gives to us every Tuesday and Thursday. With that being said, love your family. Love on them till they can't take it anymore. And I know we say love a lot because that's what we want to do. That's what we want y'all to do. And we want you guys to remember all the time. If nobody else loves you, Kill Corner, dude. We'll check y'all Tuesday, man. Have a safe, beautiful weekend. Great show.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at
just
you,
one look at you,
and I know it's gonna be,
it's gonna be
a lovely day. A lovely day. lather head of me. Seemed impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. It's gonna be